Evening, everybody. Praise the Lord. You know, I can't find it. I've been through this book numbers of times. I just can't find it. There's nowhere where it says we're supposed to sit on our hands and wait until Jesus returns. If you could find it, let me know, please. But I don't see it in here, okay? And that's my point tonight. The title is Why War Room Affirmations. First question is, why war room? Well, because we are in a war, whether we like it or not. Nobody wants to be in a war. We wish it was all in heaven and just perfectly peace and everything in the Garden of Eden all over the earth, but it's not that way. And we've been given a command, take dominion. You don't take dominion, sit on your hands waiting for Jesus to return. You take dominion by doing what you need to do. And we're going to talk about that today. War Room. What is War Room? Well, there's a great movie out called War Room where they talk about the concepts of War Room, where a woman goes into her private war room and sets it up and protects her family. It's a great movie. I suggest you all watch it. If you haven't seen it, please look it up. If not, you can rewatch it again if you've seen it already. It's made by the Kendrick Brothers. It's a very Christian movie. It's about a Christian war room. But, you know, war room is basically where the high command gets together and plans what's going on. Now, to do this, they need all the information they get. My father was a Signal Corps person. He knew MacArthur personally, and he was actually in the war room with MacArthur. And one of his duties was to make sure MacArthur got all the information he could to make the right intelligent decisions. And MacArthur, as I understand it, listened to everybody. If a private had an idea, it got through to him, he would listen to it. He may not act upon it, but he listened to everybody because he wanted to make sure he could do the best job possible. And one of the blessings about MacArthur was his goal was to take back the Pacific Theater with as little loss of life as possible. So he would use his war room to strategize how to outflank the enemy, hit them where they weren't expecting it, at a time when they weren't expecting it, so he could get in there and get the job done. Now, what that means to you is that you are under attack. Your enemy is called Satan. He has one-third of the angels called demons, devils, and evil spirits, and they want to destroy you. You all know the verse, as a roaring lion seeking who he can devour. That's what they're doing. This is one way that you stop them, is by going into your war room and doing what you need to do. Now, in the war room, you say, what is my strategy? What do I need to do? You listen to the Holy Spirit, and he will lead you and guide you. But let's talk about war rooms. The first affirmation is going to be Titus 3:8. Now, these are all going to be in the King James Version. Okay? You'll see them up on the screen. Titus 3:8. This is a faithful saying, and these things that I will that thou affirm constantly. Now, I'm going to repeat that again. Affirm constantly. They're called affirmations for a reason. That they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Now, good works is not building a cathedral. Good works is doing the job you need to do to win the war. Repeat that again. This is doing the job you need to do to win the war. Now, is the Antichrist going to come? Yes, he is. But in the meantime, until that time, your job is to take dominion. And take dominion by getting as many people saved as you can. By being the example of the winning warrior, that when they see you, they see God. And you will have the weapons at your disposal because we here at ABT will teach you the weapons that you need to take dominion. Now, the second verse is Ephesians 6:11. Very important. Ephesians 6:11, this is the King James Version. So in Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This says you are going to be under attack. Period. Expect it. Put on your armor. Protect yourself. Okay? Ephesians 6:12, King James Version. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness. So we're not fighting man. We're not fighting that person that upset you, that person that stole from you. We're fighting the demons behind all the things that are attacking you. Okay? Now let's go down to Matthew 18:19 in the King James Version again, Matthew 18:19. That if two of you shall agree on earth As touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Okay. If you're a general, you need air support, you call for it, it comes in. You get air support. Okay? Where two of you agree on earth, touch anything, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. So God's going to send, God is going to send the resources you need to handle whatever challenge you have against you, coming against you in Jesus' name. Okay? And when we pray together tonight, we're all going to be agreeing on the things that we need to do to win our battles. Okay? Next verse, Hebrews 4:12. Again, King James Version, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Okay. The word of God. What is the most powerful thing in the universe? The word of God. God created all the heavens, created light, everything by the word of God. What was the weapon Jesus used against Satan? The word of God. Satan said something, for it is written. Satan said something else, for it is written. Satan cannot argue against the word of God. He cannot win the battle against the word of God. The word of God is your weapon. And we need to be as trained in this weapon as a kung fu master is in his art. These are your weapons. And this is how you are going to win and take your victories in Jesus' name. Okay? Next verse, 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Weapons of our warfare. These are the weapons we're going to use. They're going to pull down the strongholds coming against you. Next verse is going to be Jeremiah 51:20 in the King James Version. Jeremiah 51:20. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and I will destroy, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. So here it is. With thee, which is you, I is God, will break pieces of the nations and destroy kingdoms. Okay? God is our battle axe. He's what will do the work for us, but we have to do our part. And too many people are complacent, just wanting God to do it all. It does not work that way. It doesn't. Now, 1 Timothy 6:12, King James Version, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. We are called to fight a good fight. We are not called to be in la-la land. We are not called to do any of those things. We are called to fight and win and have victory. And we're supposed to have victory. So, why do we do this? Well, affirmations is affirming the word of God. It's using the two-edged sword to fight your battles for you. So when you go into your prayer time or your war room and you use the word of God, you'll be having victory. Now, you fight until you win. It's not a one-time thing. You know, you see the great boxing matches where in the first round a boxer knocks the other guy out, it's done. That's great, okay? But more often than not, the fight goes 12 or 15 rounds. Okay. Look at the history of wars. They're not one battle. They're battle after battle after battle. Why? Because the enemy doesn't quit. Why? Because the enemy counterattacks. We have to be ready for the counterattack. Satan's not going to give up. He's already lost. And his theory is he may as well take as many of us down with him as he can. He may as well make our life as miserable as possible. Why? He's got nothing left to lose. When Jesus rose from the dead, Satan lost. Period. But the battle still goes on until Jesus returns for the second coming. And the question is, what are you going to do in the meantime? Are you going to be ready? Are you going to fight? Are you going to take dominion? Do you want to hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant? You're not going to hear it sitting on your hands waiting for Jesus to return. It is not a position of cowardice that we are going to be into. We have to do our part. We have to fight these battles. And the way we're going to do it, one of the weapons we use is the Word of God. Now, this is right out of the healing schools. We're going to take this right here. Now, by the way, if you've never been to a healing school, go online. We'll get you all the information you need. They are fantastic training. There's healing school, School of Dominion, which will help prepare you for the challenges coming ahead. Now, I believe we're in the end times. Many of us do. I say this every time because I want to make it very, very clear. Even if you don't think we're in the end times, or by some chance we're wrong, times are going to get more difficult in the future. And you have to be ready for it. Now, with all due respect, it is my personal opinion. This is not from God. This is my personal opinion. We're headed into a recession. When you look at the things that are going on, the inflation is coming in, the taxes are going up, the challenges are coming on, you can see the economy being challenged over and over. I personally believe we're headed into a recession. I believe not a lot of people are ready for it. Basically, about 7 out of 10 people are still living paycheck to paycheck, which is going to be very, very difficult when the times really get tough. But that being said, we have an answer. We have a God. We have a God who loves us. We belong to this God. We've given our lives to this God. We love Him. And He will guide us through any and all challenges we have. So if you're not ready, that's okay. We're going to get you ready because we're going to use the Word of God. Now, I want you to think for a second of Peter in the boat. He fished all night. Now, he was a professional fisherman. He fished all night. But when Jesus said, put your net here, he caught all the fish, enough to almost sink two boats. Huge catch. Now, we don't know the details of that as far as how the other fishermen were doing and so forth and so on, but the bottom line is, it was such a miraculous catch that Peter dropped everything and went and followed Jesus. Now, here's my point. I don't care if it's recession, depression, what it is. When Jesus tells you where to go to get money, or where to go to get food, or where to go to get healing, it's there for you. Now, let's do our part. Let's take this war to the enemy. Let's beat him back and beat him so bad that he doesn't want to bother us again. In fact, the object here is that whenever an ABCer gets out of bed, demons shudder because they know they're in trouble. All right, so let's start. War room affirmations, number one. Now, you're going to repeat after me, okay? We'll start with Heavenly Father because we always start with Heavenly Father before all of our prayers, okay? And then we'll just go in the name of Jesus as it's supposed to be here. So the first one, repeat after me. Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
we have the mind of Christ. Now, if you've got the mind of Christ and you're hearing from Christ, things are going to be very, very good for you, regardless of what's happening in the world. Number two,
in the name of Jesus,
God has made
the words of our mouths
and meditations of our hearts
acceptable to Him.
Okay, now remember, our words are as powerful as God's words when our faith is at that level. So what we speak it pleases God. If our heart is right, our words will come to pass. Okay? Number three,
our brains
and cardiovascular systems
have been healed
by the stripes of Jesus. Now, you can say this over yourself and your family if you want to, or if you're anybody who's having a challenge with that, you can speak it over them too. Okay. Number four,
our eyes
and optic nerves
have been healed
by the stripes of Jesus. Number five,
our nervous systems
have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Number six,
in the name of Jesus,
our eyes
have
20/20
vision or better.
In the name of Jesus,
our mouths,
teeth and gums
are healthy,
healed, whole, and restored.
Our ears and hearing
have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. All of our internal organs have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Our muscular connective tissues have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Our bones are strong and dense and shall never be broken in the name of Jesus. Our skeletal structures are pain-free, properly aligned, restored, strong and healed, because Jesus bore infirmity for us. In the name of Jesus. Our blood sugar and chemistry are healthy and normal. In the name of Jesus. Our blood pressure and pulse are healthy and normal. In the name of Jesus. I hope you're all saying this with me. Every radiation, chemical, drug, poison, allergen, hormone, steroid and explosion, potentially harmful to us, is neutralized on contact with our bodies and clothes. In the name of Jesus, every germ, disease, virus, parasite, bacteria, every microorganism, mold and fungus, potentially harmful to us, dies on contact with our bodies and clothes, and that includes COVID. In the name of Jesus, no evil of man, of Satan, of animals, or of nature can harm us. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me, or ABC Church, shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, our bodies are free of all cancers, tumors, cysts, warts, abnormal growths. In the name of Jesus, our brains and body are free of strokes, paralysis, and all their effects. In the name of Jesus, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus, we shall be alive and remain when Jesus returns. In the name of Jesus, our youth and metabolism have been renewed as eagles. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, no evil shall befall us. In the name of Jesus, we shall live in health, prosperity, and power until Jesus returns. Now that doesn't say until the Antichrist takes over, because we shall live in health, power, and prosperity until Jesus returns. God is going to set us up that we will be able to get through the end times, because we are going to follow His word, and this is going to be our answer, and people are going to notice us as the times get more and more challenged. Now, by the way, why do we do this? I'm taking a little break here for a second on purpose. Because faith is our currency. And when our faith is built up, we handle the attacks of the enemy much better. Now, I don't want to phrase this. When you hear the word of God, it builds your faith. When you speak it in here, it builds your faith more. And the goal here is to build your faith up so that you know that you can handle whatever attack the enemy is coming against you. And that you recognize that. Okay. In the name, repeat after me again. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The wealth
of the sinner
has been transferred to us and to ABC Church.
In the name of Jesus,
the windows of heaven
have been open
to all ABC
tithers,
and the devourer
has been rebuked.
In the name of Jesus,
God has revealed
to ABC tithers
how they oppose themselves
in financial matters.
In the name of Jesus,
money comes to us
today and every day.
In the name of Jesus,
everything
we put our hands to
prospers.
In the name of Jesus,
God has supplied
all of my needs
according to his riches
and glory
in Christ Jesus.
We have been made rich
by the poverty of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
we keep the word of God
and will never see death.
In the name of Jesus,
we will always have abundance
of liquid assets.
In the name of Jesus,
God has promised to supply
everything
I need
from now
until Jesus returns.
In Jesus' name.
I hope that in your place where you're at right now, you can feel the presence of God that we can feel right here.
Because for every one of us who spoke together as a team, we come into the category where two or more agree. Well, we all agreed upon it for each one of us, for all of us. We agree upon it with you for your family and friends and loved ones that you prayed over for those prayers. And we stand in agreement that the Lord will send the angels out right now to line everything up, that every one of those prayers and those affirmations come to pass in our lives in Jesus' name. That being said, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. I stand here today as your vessel and your servant, Lord. I thank you that these prayers have gone out to you, and you will hasten your word to have them come to pass. And I thank you, Lord, for the victories and the testimonies that are going to come in. And as you see these challenges, remember that you use the word of God against any challenge you've got. If you have a challenge, you don't know what word of God to use, feel free to contact us. We will tell you which ones will work for your situation. We started some new things here, the Unaware of Sins Prayer. It's fantastic. The breakthroughs have been awesome. We thank Apostle Joshua for his research and finding that out, and for him giving over the last few weeks. These affirmations, you are taking your authority in Christ Jesus against the devil. And when somebody tells you that doesn't work or you don't need to do that much, smile at them and go do it anyway. Because I'm standing here to tell you it does work. And we've got thousands of testimonies. People had victories upon victories by doing and using the Word of God to win their battles for them. Go into your prayer room. Call it a war room. Speak the word of God over your life and over your family and over your house. Pray protection over yourselves. Pray healing over anybody. Pray your financial blessings. Whatever your challenges are, find a verse that says you have victory. I guarantee you there's not a verse in the Bible that says you have defeat. I guarantee you there's countless verses that say you have victory. So in that, in Jesus' name, I call for victory for every person that's watching this now or in the future. They receive their victory quickly in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, since we'll confess our prayers, we'll do the USP again right now. Repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1, 9. Okay, and we'll do communion now, please. When I stop thinking about the power in communion, it's totally awesome. In fact, if you haven't seen it, there's a communion series that they've done. It's fantastic on the website, and it really talks about the power of receiving communion. So I urge you to, there's a lot we got going on these days, but when you have time, take a look at that. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I lead this to you now. And when he, Jesus, had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, and do this in remembrance of me. So Jesus, we take this body of yours, remembering all this pain and sacrifice that you did for us, in Jesus' name. Amen. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So Jesus, proclaim your Lord's death until you come. And thank you that we've been healed by your stripes. In Jesus' name.